Welcome everyone back. The sugya doing today is things which are awesome with the before davening. Now the sugya, the following year you get man, it's mamash every single day. You wake up in the morning, you want to pack your kids out the cheder, going to the markolet, it's negay if you want to take a shower before davening. It comes up, it's negay in all types of situations. Now, the two separate isurim before davening, two types of sugya isurim. There's one type of things before davening. The reason why it's aser is you forget to daven. What's an example? The Mar Brachas Daf Dalam Beis. The Mar brings down Rashi's Pshamim Mar that Tana said the two things he always had a hard time with, and one of them was that davening should be close to the time which he woke up. So Rashi, what's the problem? Rashi says that's aser to learn until you daven. There's an issur of learning before you daven, and you're not allowed to learn. What's the reason why? So this issur, there's nothing wrong with learning for davening, right? It's kabbalah to learn for davening. The problem with learning for davening is that if someone's going to learn, you get all involved in the sugya, now you're all engrossed. Being that you saw a rang ton in the sugya, come on, push and forget, he'll miss Mantila. So that's one type of issur. Another example of that is somebody, let's say someone's up the whole night and he wants to go to sleep. He's bomb tired, he wants to go to sleep after alois. So the reason why it's usur to go to sleep after alois, Not the same thing, won't go into sleep. The problem is that if you go to sleep, we're afraid you're going to miss Zman Tfila. So that's one type of Issa. There's a different type of Issa. My brother, Staff Yidal Manalf, says that Asa Lasa is Srach of Kayim Tfila. You now have to take care of personal things before you daven. My Dash is from a Pasuk. Now, this Issa of taking care of Srachim is not because that you're going to forget to daven. The reason why it's also to take care of your tzachim is that you're not allowed to take care of yourself before you go and you speak to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But it's nothing to do with the fact that you got the dab. What will be pashat nafkamina? Nafkamina? What? Minik kivur or a shomer. Let's say you have a shomer. So if the issur, the reason why it's also is you can figure out you're going to daven, let's say learning. You can figure out you're going to daven. So you make somebody a shomer, you tell your kids, your wife, and your alarm clock, you know what a shomer is. So if the reason is you're going to forget, so if you make a shomer, so the chayek avna is peseder, and just tell them where the maral shows. The chayek avna is peseder. Why? Because if people come from maral shows, I'm so there. If the reason, what? How do you know? Okay. If the issue is that because you're going to figure out like by learning, so if you make a shomer. Or you have an alarm clock, something like that. So the chaykav, no kshash. Why? Because you have a shemur. My shenkein, if the issur is an issur be'etzem, like you're not doing something before davening. So the chaykav, in that type of situation, a shemur is not going to help. Fine. So let's start with the second dinam, then it'll come like the first one. The issur of doing something before davening. So I think by about batim, the most common mikshel, so I'm getting light sometimes, is shaving before davening. People wake up in the morning, before they go to work, they shave. It's the game, maybe on my Gloimer, people shave early in the morning. So Shem Zaman says, in the Lich Shemitah base, that shaving before davening, that's a classic example, something that's called doing tzracha before davening, and that's going to be usur, and making a shemitah when you know. What do you say?
Going to the
mikvah, isn't it? What? We'll come back to that, and we'll go to mikvah a second. Taking a haircut, okay, it's not sinigaya. What about this? Let's say you wake up in the early morning, take care of your kids, and your house is a mess. So now you want to clean up your house. Sort the laundry, clean up your house. So beside, what should be the halacha? It's also, that's taking care of tzachim before davening. You're taking care of tzachim before davening. And that's called taking care of tzachim before davening, and beside, that's going to be also. In a couple minutes, we'll see. Maybe Kenzan is going to be ahead for that. Reading a book before davening, reading the newspaper, all these things, taking care of your own tzachim before davening, these are all things aser, and it's nothing to do with the fact that you have to daven, a shomer doesn't help, and it's going to be aser.
Well, that's cleaning your teeth.
What do you say?
Cleaning your teeth.
So cleaning your teeth is pashas and mutter. That's like certain things, like Gemara says, you got to wash your face, putting on the raglov, just to wake up, preparing yourself, making yourself clean, that's, say, like, I get dressed. So brushing your teeth, pashas, we're going to the get it. Now, the two main heterim to the sister. One heter is based on the Eshel Avram, that the place can say, the only time the thing is usher is if you're oisik in tzrachim, something which is a whole big ganze oisik. But if you're doing something which is not much a small thing, it's not a whole big ganze oisik, it's not much a small thing, the chiyai gavna, that's not going to be the issur. What would be an example? On your way out to Davin, can you take out the garbage? Tzakah Shema Zalman. That's not called a Siyas Tzrachah. You know, you're doing something for yourself. But Siyas Tzrachah is only when you're doing, taking a haircut, shaving, something like that. That's called a Siyas Tzrachah. It's a whole Asik. But anything which is mamash, a small thing, that's not called a Siyas Tzrachah. That's why you like to take out the garbage. Shem Zaman says, even if you want to throw a load of laundry into the washing machine, Zakar Shem Zaman, being that, at least nowadays, laundry is just like a simple thing, just throw it in, it takes 2 seconds, that's going to be mutter. Now, the cloud is any small thing, which is not, doesn't take a long time, that's not called a Siyas Tzrachah, that's not called Oysik and Tzrachah, and therefore it's going to be mutter.
What about holding
little
things?
What about what?
Not so small things.
Each one by itself, a chayav imotar.
Shaving,
a chayav right now. It's something you have to be oisik in. No, there's also a difference. Something you have to be oisik in. Like when you're shaving, you have to be sit there doing. You have to try to do, you know, try to make a neat. It's something you have to be oisik in. It's another thing. You just take out the garbage. What about mailing a letter? Going to this.
Well, I understand.
What?
You have a whole process.
What did you say?
It's thrown into the mailbox.
Yeah. No, that's a dvam kala. I'm saying shaving. What? A clear gather is not clear. I'm saying 100%. It's not a clear gather. I'm saying there is no clear gather. But the example is the place we give. Basically, anything which is either you have to do it very carefully, like shaving, you have to do something careful, or something takes a long time. Something which is a simple thing, just folding a letter and putting it in the mailbox. That's specific. Taking out the garbage. Shem Zaman even said this, I don't know if he says Rabban, but he said like you could just like look at the headlines. So if you look at the headlines, that's like a small thing. That's not called me Oisik and Tzrachim. Anything which is a push of a small thing. I remember once there was Rabbi Moshe Katz once gave a shmuz about it. Like he saw a young man who went outside and looked at the headlines before davening. Like Haki Davin, if you look at the headlines, it distracts you. But upon him, it's not a Siyas Tzrachim, be a soid, any small thing, the cloud of the list, that's not called Siyas Tzrachim, then it's going to be mutter. That's one heter. The second heter is that only chfetzav is aser. Anything which is tzarchei shemayim, you do something for a mitzvah, that's not a problem. You mentioned before going to the mikvah, right? Going to the mikvah. That, why is that mutter? That's chfetzav shemayim. You do something for a mitzvah. Anything which you're doing with tzarech mitzvah, that's going to be mutter.
You
can't
get
to
what?
What do you say?
You might be willing to tell them if you don't.
That for sure. I'm saying you have to make sure. So Shem Zaman went to time like this. Okay. So basically, what did I tell you? Anything which is not big oisik. Second heter is anything which is chafes shemayim. Zaka Shem Zaman. Can you go to Makol to get bread for your kids? Zaka Shem Zaman. We just said chafes shemayim is mutter. Any doing, you know, getting bread for your kids, for them to go to cheder or helping your wife, anything like that. That's considered chafes shemayim. And the mail is going to be mutter. So anything which can be done as a chesed or something like that. So like we said before, can you clean up the house if your house is a wreck in the morning before davening? So avad, you know, anything which can be look at as a chesed, that's going to be considered chesed shemayim. And the chesed gavim, the mail will be pasha, it'll be mutter.
It could be a big shopping spree, that's just a little shopping.
What you say?
It could be a big shopping spree or just a...
No. I mean, a big shopping, that's obviously...
You can do it your way. That's
it. No, so like this. There's certain things which... No, it's like this. Why don't you do it later? Why don't you do it after davening? So if the answer is, I don't have time, then that's aser. That's cool, you're taking care of Yitzchak. If the answer is because she needs it now, and it's not cold, right? You need the bread and milk now. Then the pshat is, the chesed is something which you need now. If not, it's something you can't do later on, then it's chesed shemayim. If the answer is that I don't have time later on, then it's not heter. In other words, even what?
There has to go in and say she needs eggs right now, so you go get eggs. Like once you're there, you might as well get whatever
you
need.
No, clearly not. The only way you can say it is that the only way you can, if you say it's something like a simple thing, like you buy the eggs just to grab bread, we won't say that's a big asik, a small amount. It'll have to go into that heter. But the big asik to have tamar chefs shemaim's mutter. And the aim is not the biggest thing. Now, the place now, about the case, can you do exercise before dieting, right? You want to do a 15 minute jog, right? Before dieting. Is it about to do exercise?
No.
What?
It makes you die,
though. The what? So, pasta is not being considered, it'll be awesome. That's cool, you're doing kveitzah. His son might need it for his health or something like that. So then, you know, maybe you could make that, you know, I saw Chua from, what's it from? Gross. He says that if it's someone needs it for his health or something like that, yeah, then you can maybe get down that as chafsi shemayim if someone needs it for his health. But if I was doing exercise, if I was doing that would be a problem. Smoking. What about smoking for davening? What? So smoking like this. So the difference. The smoking also gets it. The showering. Say, what about taking? Oh, smoking, showering. What about these type of things? So like this. Showering the is put down sevav, pekas sevav, mecharving zayim that sar zayin that mecharving zayin. You gotta take a shower before alois. Samach alois. I take a shower. So like the mishabura, beis hamechitz. So like the mishabura. Once you get to alois, it's also to go into the beis hamechitz. Now the shaila is taking a shower nowadays, is that considered a beis hamechitz? So the matirmei showers have really have come along with two svaras. Some say like the truth from the Nidru is Bavla Medalit, also Shevelevi has that tzal like that. They want to say that which a beis hamechitz is aser, that's only something olden days going to beis hamechitz, the whole big process, you know, this whole big thing. Nowadays they take a shower, just like a, you know, it's a quick shot, quick little thing. It's like something which is alright, but this is only being oisik in tzrachim. Taking a shower nowadays is a very simple thing, therefore they want to say that there's mokin to be mekel, to say that's not called siyas tzrachav. It is a siyas tzrachav, but it's not something which is a whole kind of eisik, taking a shower nowadays. Therefore they want to say that kenzan be mutter. As Nibru is the same, the maisa machvatav alei bracha. No, it's even it's mokin to be mekel, but it's machvatav alei bracha. There's a second hat there, which Rav Moshe had a tell like this, and also Rosh Hashanah. Let's talk about the mikveh a second, right? Before you go to the mikveh, right? So those of you who go to the mikveh, right? All the mikveh say, you're supposed to take a shower before you go into the mikveh. So shaila is, can you take a shower before you go to the mikveh? Can you take a shower after you go to the mikveh? So before you go to the mikveh, over the halacha, can you take a shower? Mm-hmm. What? It's chesed. I don't know. It's more than chesed. So chesed is something like maybe option, whatever. Akaponim, it's tzarchei mitzvah. You've been with tzarchei mitzvah, and it's pashut not to take a shower before, and it's fatma zayichemaycha. Therefore, the Pesukim say before you take a shower, before you go to mikveh, about you like to take a shower. After you come out of the shower, so Shamzam said in Nusik, like before, you have to do it for other people. After you come out of the mikveh, so he says you can take a shower because the other people who didn't take a shower beforehand. That being that you know the mikveh, I'm all dirty, but it really depends what time, you know, what hour in the morning you go. But akapon, if you're late in the day, it's much more dirty. So b'chayi gavet, push it out to your own to clean for davening. So b'chayi gavet, it'll be mutter. What about taking showers tamzeh? So Moshe said like this. Moshe said that if let's start with Rabbi Yashar. This is Rabbi Yashar. That in America is the most like that people take showers every day, and you push you wake up, and if you don't take a shower in the morning, you feel horrible, and the pashtu you can't daven. So you don't feel good about yourself. So it's a mutter to take a shower before davening, because that's called tzarchei shamayim, because the whole reason why you take a shower is in order that you should daven better. So when he asked Rabbi Yashar, he said, if you take a shower, fratik before the mikvah. So they tell him again, no, that there's a mussar in America that they take a shower every day in the morning in order to wake up. And he was like a shtayim. He's like, it couldn't be massacre. There's such a mussar that a person who would take a shower every day. But like upon him, the Yisrael of is, the Moshe says that a person is taking a shower with tzarech tefillah in order to wake himself up, then that's not that baita will go into tzarechei shamayim. It won't be considered tzarechecha. And the mela will be mutter to take a shower. If the point is to wake yourself up in order that you could daven better, that would be considered tzarechei shamayim, and the mela will be mutter to take a shower. Now, just one thing, like you mentioned before, that if you take a shower, you have to make sure to dry your hair very well, because a lot of people have ruined their tefillin. If you put on the tefillin when they're wet, the water gets into the tefillin, and it can ruin the old tefillin. So be careful, if you can take a shower, that they dry well. Same thing with smoking. It's like the Yisrael. If a person needs the tzarech tefillah, to calm himself down, they should be ruled going to davening, they'll be considered tzarech tefillah, and may be mutter. The Bali Tztaka, the Garan Kalkin Tztaka, right? What will be Alacha? That's Chesu Shemayim, and that's the Pasha Dabi Matar. Fine, yes, yeah, so, Mitzchah Zova Klar, right? Your own Tzrachim are Aser. The Ikatura Terim is, one is that anything which is a big Ace, if it's not a big Ace, it's going to be Matar, and the second Ater, when if it's Tztaka Shemayim, then it's going to be Matar. Fine, what about going to sleep? So, in terms of sleeping, so, it doesn't say anything Klar in Sim Peitas about sleeping, but it does say in by Ma'ariv that the lach is not allowed to sleep before Ma'ariv. So the place can say, Shuvim Benayim, Sman Aleph, they say, who it did by Shachris, there's an Isser to go to sleep before Shachris, because we're afraid that you're going to oversleep Shachris. Not allowed to sleep. We're afraid you're going to oversleep Shachris, and you're going to miss and you're going to miss time. So what's very negative is, let's say, a lot of people wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom. So let's say you wake up after lach to go to the bathroom, so now you're up. So Shaila is a mutter now to go back to sleep. Or let's say you didn't wake up to go to the bathroom, you just woke up, Some people, you wake up, you're going to roll over. Is it now mutter to go back to sleep? Being that now I'm up, can zanish mutter to go back to sleep? So they bring down from the Eyo Baruch from the mirror. This is from, I guess, the mirror, Friedrich Gemir, not the Eyo Baruch. That he said he heard from Yisrael Salanta that was Aser. And from afterward, he's makabel that every time he woke up, he got up to learn. And because of that, he shtag dice. Because he ended up learning so much more, because, you know, lost a couple hours of sleep at night. And because of that, he shtag dice. That's what the Eyo Baruch said. Hakabam, the Askam is a place in Nishtas. Rindisnikas is like this. Rindisnikas in Chedek Alek Shabbos, I think Pesh Reishu Gimel, says like this. It says, if you just wake up and you're rolling over, he said, it's Pasha Esmutter. Or you just go to the bathroom and you're going back, it's Pasha Esmutter. But if you get up, say you get up for a couple minutes, then array, you'll be Ksidah Shaila. Also, Din and Hagiz Chajanish and Perak Dalad, Reishu Gimel, they also say like that. Chazan says, if you're in the middle of your sleep and you're going back to sleep, then it's Beseder. But what is negay is, I'm saying, if you go like this cooler, what is negay is that, let's say your kid wakes up, and you get up to, you get up, and it takes you 45 minutes to get him back to sleep. And now it's after Alois, so everyone's going to be masking, then now it's also to go back to sleep. Because you're totally up, and you're going back to sleep after Alois, so there wouldn't be a hat there to go back to sleep. No, I was oversleeping. Nothing to do with it. Oversleeping. Now. Oh, okay. Now, there are two heter. One heter is when Rinesh Kalil says, this is in the gay also, Shavuos night, right? Yom Tov night. So a lot of people, if they're up, they want to go to sleep, or they should daven. So Rinesh Kalil says that the Rambam says that's also to daven until a person has Yishuv Adas. So since it's also for a person to daven until Yishuv Adas, Zok Tov Rinesh Kalil, if the reason why you're sleeping is in order that now, in order that you have to daven, Zok Tov Rinesh Kalil, it'll be mutter. Now in terms of alarm clock, so the place to say alarm clock does help. In other words, being the issue over here is not a problem with Sarchecha, right? The issue over here is a problem that you can oversleep. Zuck the all the place can that. You set an alarm clock, or you make a shomer. Even the Balach HaShabbos says that if you have a lot of kids, and you know, even if you don't have a alarm clock this morning, but you know the kids are going to be jumping on you 3 hours later, you know, even though you didn't make them a shomer, but that also be considered a shomer. So Zuckapunim, if you have some type of shomer or some type of alarm clock, you can be makel and you can go back to sleep. Even though there are some who are mafakik on an alarm clock, why? Because they want to tighten the alarm clock has a mile has a chesaron, right? The mile of alarm clock is that alarm clock's not going to forget. Your shem will forget. But the chesaron of alarm clock has two chesaronis. One is like Shmuley was saying that alarm clock has a snooze button. You just go, you know, and you go back to sleep. Meisim b'chol yoy. Okay. And the other tiny alarm clock is the alarm clock. A sherman normally says go daven. Alarm clock doesn't say go daven. Alarm clock says, get up. So there are some mafakbek on alarm clocks. Well, nice. The men go to the men. Somebody says, we are some kind of alarm clocks. So like a part of if somebody gets up totally, if somebody just is rolling over, it's mutter to go back to sleep. If you're up totally, then the luck is, like one of you set alarm clock. What do you say? Of Chavsecha? It's not that Chavsecha is only like doing malacha, things like that. Bodily functions, it's not what this sounds like. Normal. What did I say? It's not that it's not considered that. Oh, fine. What about learning? So learning is another example. We said that the Rashi said that's also to learn before davening. Why? Because maybe you're going to forget. This also, the place to say that if you have a shomer, you set alarm clock, you could be shomer. If you're learning in a base medrash, so that's like a shomer because people can come remind you. Also, Moshe says in Tshuva, if you have a minyan kavua, you have a set schedule. Hopefully, you know, you're supposed to be kavei makom tefilasai. Somebody has a set schedule, you always dive in certain, does that have to be even a certain place? You can be down at the same time. You can be down at the same time. So that also is considered like a shomer. So, Kamat, Enoch can find a case that Lamais is going to be also to learn. Because there are a lot of people who have set schedules or alarm clock or something like that. The only case basically is if you don't have an alarm clock and you're away for Shabbos, so you don't have any meaning kavua or something like that, then in the Chanami it'll be also, unless you have a shomer, unless you make a specific shomer, it'll be awesome. Fine, what about eating before davening? So eating before davening, taking coffees, teas, things like that. Eating before davening, there are two issurim. Shurim brings down, there's one issur l'sich l'adam. The Gemara says that you're not allowed to eat before you daven. There's another issur that's considered gaiva before mikavah ol machas shemayim. If you go eat something, that's considered gaiva. It's two separate issurim. What's nafkamina? Even if somebody would have a heter, there's one in tefillah, one in kriyshma. What's nafkamina? A choila is mutter to eat before davening. So even though a chayla has had to eat before davening, zakta mishavur akaparim, you should say krishna beforehand. Why? Because being that there's one din in tefillah and one din in krishna, so if you're going to eat before davening, lemaisa k'dai say krishna, at least take care of that din. Fine, so let's talk about the water. So water in the Chavis says, water is going to be mutter. Why is water mutter? Because the ikis over here is isser of gaiva. Anything which is not gaiva, something which is simple, just take and drink a water, that's not gaiva, b'chai gaiva is going to be mutter. So what about coffee and tea? So coffee and tea, Mishnah Berurah says like this. Mishnah Berurah says, the ikar hat of coffee and tea is, b'yisoid, it should be a problem. It should be a problem of gaiva, eating, having coffee and tea before downing. But then Shabir says that a person is doing it, it's a tefillah. A person needs coffee and tea to either wake himself up in the morning, or to help his digestive system, or something like that. If the reason why he's doing it is a tzarech tefillah, Zakta Mishnah Berurah, b'chei gavin is going to be mutter to take coffee and tea. But Zakta Mishnah Berurah, what about sugar? Zakta Mishnah Berurah, a coffee and tea you need. But taking with sugar, Mishnah Berurah says, that's considered gaiva. And he says to put your sugar into the coffee and tea, that's Mishnah Berurah, that's awesome. My sister, the place because my name already is the Das Torah already says this, and the Yashiv, the Shamzam, and they all say that nowadays having your coffee and tea with sugar is not considered gaiva. In the old days, maybe you put sugar into coffee and tea, that was like something special to it. But nowadays, a coffee and tea is just kind of coffee nowadays. So being that it's a regular, normal thing, the Skamas of Yashiv, the Shamzam, the Moshe, the Skamas of kind of all the place come is that nowadays, if you're about to take coffee and tea with sugar, because that's the whole, you study the issue is that it's gaiva. So anything which is a pasha, the regular normal thing, that's not considered gaiva, therefore it's going to be mutter. Somebody wants to call the base Rabbi Berkowitz. He wants to know, what about it? He doesn't like coffee and tea. He wants to know, can he take hot cocoa? He needs hot cocoa to wake up in the morning. So the shaila is, what do you guys say? What do you say? We'll be all about hot cocoa.
Just
coffee.
What? Why should it be different?
What do you say? He's a hot drink to wake him up. Yeah, okay, enough money. No, okay, let's say a guy says he's a milkshake. He needs a banana milkshake in the morning to wake him up. So that everyone's going to be asking, does this guy for him? Saying, you need to wake him up. That's considered exactly. There is a certain level which you say that's ready. Like a Mishnah Berurah said, coffee and tea, yeah, not sugar, right? Now they just say sugar is coffee and tea. But like a part of it, Berkowitz said, what? What?
Fancy coffee from
sugar. Hey, that's on the phone. Akapanim, so Berkowitz said, like you said, like taking hot cocoa for those people that's a coffee tea, it's a partial regular drink, therefore it's going to be seder. What's luck of a kids? Is any of the kids before davening? Is any of the kids or ladies? Is this for kids or ladies? Tea or drink before davening? So Mishpura says in Cafe, Kavav, that kids, there's no issa, there's no chiyav chinuch on kids. It's very interesting, there's no chiyav chinuch on kids, even the kids 12 years old. There's no chiyav chinuch on kids, not tea before davening, because being that it's hard for them, therefore the bechal is no chiyav. What about by ladies? So ladies, Mikar Din, the Das Mishnah Berurah is ladies of Mamash Chayvin. It's not like it's Ram and Ramban, but the ladies of Chayvin, Tefillah of Zman is that basically. Are they Chayvin the whole Tefillah, or are they just Chayvin to do one Bakasha? So Das Mishnah Berurah is the ladies of Mamash Chayvin. So if you go like Mishnah Berurah holds, just like ladies of Mamash Chayvin in Tefillah, the Mishnah Berurah Beites also in Hilchos Shabbos says, who I didn't, a lady would be usher to eat before davening, same thing like a man. Das Mishnah Berurah is ladies like men, and it'd be usher for ladies to eat until they got it. Maisa, that's come as a place come is. Maisa, what do you say? Tzrachim, Bisoidia. Now, Ruba the Amal Maisa, Moses, don't end up davening. What's the reason why is? The Chavis Chaim, even the Chavis Chaim passing, they have to daven, but the Chavis Chaim, there's a letter from the Chavis Chaim that he wrote, in his biography, he wrote that he told his Rebbetzin when he's bringing up the kids, that she's potter from davening, because oisik a mitzvah potter from the mitzvah, and Kol's man, she's bringing up the kids, she's oisik a mitzvah, and she's potter from davening. So Rubu da Amal Maisa, the Samach on the Magen Avram, the other Shita, that if you do one Bakasha, you say Birkas HaShachar, so that's Kasidi Yoitzit Tefillah. So Rubu da Amal Maisa, the Samach on that. Even the ladies who are Zoycha to daven, Ashrei Chalkam, that the Zoycha to daven, but Zakir Shamazam, and even though they daven, but clapping the din of doing, of eating and doing something before davening, clapping that, they weren't makabel chumah to daven, and clapping that, they're knowing that they do eat and drink and do things before davening. What are you saying? But it's just they should say Bechashach beforehand. Lechachile should say Bechashach beforehand. For drinking for sure, taking care of kids out, you could say it's Chavs Shemayim, but for Lechachile, they should do that. Now, what?
Does it remind you of
the what?
Does it Those are being makris, not because of Shabbat.
What? Davin totally? They are, but sometimes they even make Mishnah Berurah, but not as a bite. That copy this. Is that copy that? They want to warm a kabbalah. So I want to do more things quickly. This is to see the deck before davening. Now you see the deck, which is very negay. I have to remember this for the end of this man, that going to the airport, right? Everyone takes, right? A lot of people take stopovers, right? When you take stopovers, you went through Europe, so all the flights are like 5, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock early in the morning. So everyone leaves to the airport after Alois. So the Shaiv wants to know is, can they dive in the airport and get a minyan, or if they dive in Switzerland and they get a minyan, or they have to dive in at home bechidus before they go to the airport, which is also shtuka balagan. Akapam, the place we say the issi tzil derech, the first class like a bunch of times, the issi tzil derech is issa be'etzem, and it's also to go, it's also this issa be'etzem, and if you're after alois, it's better to dive in alois, after alois bechidus in your house than to travel to the airport and dive in with a minyan. Being that if you're going, being that there's a issa yitzir l'derech, so you better off dan b'chis at home before going to the airport. If one is traveling for a dar mitzvah, unless you're going to pick up your parents from the airport, or pick up a friend from the airport, or chassidim are going to the rabbi or something, you want to go to the, you live in Bnei Brak, you want to come to the kaisel or something like that, then if you're doing it for chavta shemayim, then it's going to be mutter. But it's time yitzir l'derech, it's time traveling. She's better than Bechidus than to whatever. Going to work is a whole shayla, whether it's all shayla, the chachila, I'm saying, people who dive in the city, it's better to dive before they travel. I'm saying, the makam tzer, the arkulas, the snack upon it, is a lechil natuf. Okay, I guess stop here. So next week, Mishnah, I'm going to be doing a hechlis bayit.